Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hey, Sonia. My name is Rex. I'm a Geek Squad agent with Appliance Services. Is this home delivery?
No, sir. It's the install.
Okay. Well, I've got a customer. And it just says home delivery in my FMS. Can you see if it's one of you guys?
I could try. Yes, sir. Sure.
Okay, I appreciate that, ma'am. It's six. I've tried to call the other number, but all I get is the dispatch voicemail, and it's very irritating. So,
okay. I'll be glad
to
help.
The FMS number is 660-644-64.
Okay, is there an external order number?
No.
You don't have that. Let's see. Do you have the customer's
phone number? Is there another
number?
Yeah, it is 303-548-1892.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate your assistance.
Oh, no worries. And is it with Best Buy or Home Depot?
Best Buy.
Best Buy. That's right. You said you were a Geek Squad. Okay. Sorry.
No worries.
Long day.
Yes, it has. And it's not getting over quick enough. I mean, it's only about, I've got about 42 minutes left, 43 minutes maybe. Not fast enough.
Well, I have about 3 more hours left.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Pays the bills, right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm home, so.
Yeah, that's even better.
No complaints here. I'm actually just checking on the install side. It just takes an extra minute or so to generate by those phone numbers. I did check on the delivery side. It did not generate an order for me. So hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully something.
Yes.
I don't
hopefully
know. I can't
this
get
phone number would give me something.
You wouldn't by chance have a phone number that I could call the NAL group with, would you? Other than what I've got here in my ED.
And what was the name of it again?
NAL. North American Logistics.
Let's see. Okay, and I have an order here. Could you verify the customer's name and address, please?
Yeah, just give me one quick second. Let me get back into there. Her name is Susie King, and her address is 1250 North Humboldt Street, apartment 1001, Denver.
Great, thanks for verifying that. I actually have a Best Buy order. It looks like it was invoiced, and there was an electric range and a hallway that was canceled, and this was back on March the 5th. It was actually scheduled for April the 1st for the range in the Holloway, but they were canceled. And let me go back and see if this is a order.
Well, the FMS number I'm showing here, it's got a date of 5/20/2021 on it.
Okay, yeah, well, these were services that were done, I guess, you know, installs that were done. So, let's see. Yep, and both of those are invoiced. So, what did it have a description of the unit?
Yeah, it's a cafe.
Oh, it's a cafe.
Yeah, it's a cafe.
No, I'm
What
actually.
the problem I run into is she called to let me know that the building that she lives in only takes deliveries from 9 to 4. Okay. I do see notes here. I put notes in as well, but I was really just trying to get a human on their side, your side per se, to address it and notate it on your side. So I just know everything's took care of, you know. That's all I was trying to do on this.
Okay, well,
I don't need to modify nothing. I just need something on delivery side. No, I want them to know that the customer can only take deliveries between 9 and 4. I'm going to touch base with my
Yeah.
customer real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Right, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not, I've searched by her first and last name, the phone number, the address, and it's still not giving
Then it must not be
me.
you guys.
Yeah, it's not giving me anything. I'm sorry.
No worries. I'm glad you made the effort. I do appreciate that, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. Is there anything else? Well, I guess if there's nothing else, I'll let you go.
All right, sir. And thanks so much for calling XPO. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.